time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
All right, and we're back once again. I'll be here to 3 o'clock today with questions and prizes. That's right. I've got some things to give away today. Dublin Irish Festival tickets. Wait a second. My earphones keep falling off. That's because I got a round head, I guess. Well, anyhow, I got tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up next month. Well, actually in August. In August. 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. All right. And then I've got tickets to Zumbezi Bay and the Columbus Zoo. And let me see what else have I got here. Oh, tickets to the Open Air Safari. Yeah. Did you watch any of the PBS broadcast of the action along the Nile River, I think it was yesterday? Man. Animals eating animals. Thank goodness you don't have to worry about being preyed upon when you step outside your door. Like some of these animals do when they leave the security of their den. It's fair game. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyhow, we've got a bunch of questions today. And Scott was generous in drumming these up for me, and I really appreciate it. So let's start out here with maybe one we haven't asked before. Well, no, we did ask this. What U.S. president had the shortest life? What U.S. president had the shortest life? Okay, that's our one question. Or let me see what else. What war saw James Madison become the first U.S. president to command a military unit during his term in office? Now, that's a significant thing there. What war was it that saw a president command a military unit? Now, that normally doesn't happen, but it did in this war. Now, if you tell me what war it is, I'll give you some tickets here to the places I just mentioned. Okay. Madison became the first U.S. president to command a military unit during his term in office. What war was it? Something a president never does. Can you imagine, well, does Trump command a military unit? No. Remember last night he was going to attack Iran. And then he asked how many people would be killed if he did. They said 150 at least. He said, no, turn it back. We won't do it. I said, interesting. You never heard a president go through a procedure like that before, did you? Interesting. Okay, so Madison was the first president to command a military unit during the time he was president. But what war was that military unit involved in? 7403-399-44. Okay, you historians, let me hear from you. I've got zoo tickets, Zumbezi Bay, Dublin Irish Festival, the Open Air Safari, and Partridge in the Pear Tree. All right. How many U.S. states are named after a president? There's a good one. How many U.S. states are named after a president? Let's see if we can get that one. 7403-39944. Got you scratching your head, don't I? Okay. Who was the first daughter of a U.S. president to pose? Ooh. What was this? Who was the first daughter of a U.S. president to pose naked for a Playboy video? Well, that's interesting, isn't it? I never heard of that one. Okay. How many U.S. states are named after a president? All right, there's questions. Or, what document did President Andrew Jackson want a copy of placed under his head upon his burial? You know what he wanted? What do you think? A copy of the U.S. Constitution. I'm sure it was a mimeograph copy. I remember in a place where we just were a week ago, at a flea market in Pennsylvania, someone bought something that had, they found in it, a copy of the U.S. Constitution. A real copy. Oh, here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Did you say what president's daughter posed for Playboy?
Yes.
And you know what she really did to really tick him off?
No.
And especially for an answer, she posed with a black guy.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know that ever happened.
Yeah, it was Reagan's.
Reagan's daughter?
Yep, Patty, I'm trying to think of the last name now.
Well,
would have been a stepdaughter then, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She was quite the rebellious liberal.
Okay.
So, but then that changed later on in life, so.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yep.
Patty Davis.
Who's going to be in the pages.
Yes. History is interesting. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Patty Davis, the daughter of Reagan. Wow, now that's interesting. See, we learned something. Maybe you already knew that. I didn't. Okay. 2:21's the time, and what document did President Andrew Johnson want a copy of placed under his head upon his burial? Boy, he was really patriotic, wasn't he? What war saw James Madison become the U.S. president, the first U.S. president, to command a military unit during his term in office? What war was it? Or get this one. How many U.S. states are named after a president? Now, there's a good one. How many states are named after a U.S. president? Wow. Okay. So what's it doing outside? The sun is still shining. That's good. We need a lot of sunshine, don't we? I better keep shining when I get off of here at 3 o'clock because I got to mow our yard. It's getting kind of tall. My tomato plants, I kind of given up. They're growing so fast from all the rains. They're spreading out, and I can't get down my hands and knees and and take care of them. I can't weed my flowers. Oh, my goodness. But that's the way it is. At least they look nice. But I should have tomatoes. I don't know what month I'll have tomatoes, but I kept track last year of my first tomato. 2:23 is the time. And our question, Madison became the first U.S. president to command a military unit during his term in office. What war saw James Madison become the first U.S. president to command a military unit? What war was that? What war? Did he command a military unit? Or what document did President Andrew Johnson want a copy of placed under his head at his burial? Speaking of presidents and burials, I mentioned this the other day when I spoke over at Iberia. The fact that that railroad track that goes just east of Iberia transported the body of the deceased Abraham Lincoln, took him down to Columbus, just east of Iberia. That's right. Came down through Galleon Crest Line. That was a long time ago. But I could, I won't make up a question, but I could say, along with the deceased president, there was another deceased person on that train. And the question would be, who was that person? Well, I'll tell you. It was his boy. His boy. He loved that boy so dearly that when he died, they dug him out of the ground so he could be buried, I think, alongside his dad. Yeah, that was quite a close relationship that Abe had with his boy as they both traveled deceased through the area down to Columbus. Okay, what war was Andrew Johnson a commander of a unit? Well, no, what document did he want with his casket? And, let me see, and Madison, James Madison, was the first U.S. president to command a military unit during his term in office. But what was his term in office? Now, his wife had something to do with that era, too. She had, cupcakes named after her? I don't know. But Dolly Madison, what was she famous? Yeah, tell me that. That's a bit of history. What was Dolly Madison famous for? She was the wife of James Madison. She did something very remarkable in that war we're talking about. What war was it, and what did she do? 740-383-9944. I got tickets to the zoo and Zumbezi Bay, open-air safari, and the Shamrods Will Shine, August 2, 3, and 4. In Dublin. Dublin, boy, that's a high-class town. Boy, do they have a nice hospital down there, though. Man. Really neat to have a waterfall in the lobby. That's right. A waterfall in the lobby of the hotel, or of the hospital in Dublin. That's quite a town. Apparently, all those people with a lot of means kind of emigrate to Dublin. Every year I know they get a lot of TV time for their festival, and now we're going to give you a lot of tickets to their festival. So, how about that? 740-383-9944. Okay, Madison became the first U.S. president to command a military unit during his term in office. Okay, what war was he a commander of a military unit? Or can you tell me, what was his wife famous for? What was James Madison's wife famous for? Yeah, she was the wife of a president. She was famous for that. But that's not my question. What document did Andrew Johnson want in his coffin with him at his funeral? Okay. Anybody else with any answers there? Where's our presidential scholars? If you know one, call him up and say, yeah, you better tune in. Okay. Who was the only president to have survived two assassination attempts by women. Now, can you imagine? What? Was there a my land. I'll tell you, that president had something to do with a man who used to be in Marion. Yeah. A man who used to be the director of the Marion County Historical Society. There was a connection there. What president was that? He survived, I can't believe it, 2 assassination attempts by women? What were they thinking of? This guy was nice. You know, he wasn't controversial or anything like that. Who was he? Survived 2 assassination attempts by women. If you'd like a ticket to, a couple of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, to the zoo, to the Irish Festival, and whatever. Well, there's Scott. What's new, Scott?
Well, just getting things ready for our big Friday next week with Lulu.
Oh, that's right. We need to talk about Here Comes Lulu.
You know, somebody came up to me the other day and said, I want to meet with Lulu while she's in the studio. This is becoming a big thing.
Ooh.
It's hard to believe. Now, for those of you who don't know, Lulu Roman is the last living castmate who was on the original episode of Hee Haw, which premiered on the CBS network 1969, 50 years ago.
Wow, just like it was yesterday.
Yep, just a few days ago. But it's been one of those shows that I don't think has ever been off TV since it went on in 69.
That's right.
And she'll be with us here in the studio from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon that day.
Wow.
And then over to Perkins.
Man, is she going to sell... No, she probably won't sell books in the studio.
Probably not, but if you want one, I'm sure she could probably come up with
she
one.
She can make arrangements.
I bet she could make arrangements.
Yeah.
But she's, she was a funny
kid. Did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promise I won't, you know. So... I said to him, you introduce me. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as, because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, introduce me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States. He said, my God, that's a good idea. Then he said, tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife. No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get... He said, ladies and gentlemen... I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. Here is Schickel Krieger, guys. So I came out. I said, ready, I want to tell you something. Mr. Sullivan, it has been on television 11 years. This is his anniversary, and there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been on. Well, he got crazy. When
it.
He heard that,
oh!
After the show, he chased me. He said, you know, I got more talent in my little finger than anybody I ever had on this show. As you really believe that you old, as you're nuts, you know.
And legendary talk show host Dick Cavett.
I don't know. I can give you an exclusive here. I think.
Oh, let's do.
Sitting there with Alfred Hitchcock. During a commercial break, he's sort of looking straight ahead, not really right at me. And then he suddenly begins sort of speaking aloud to no one and says, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Grace Kelly, the most promiscuous woman I've ever known.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 1210 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
I think we're back once again. Okay, Scott, Lulu's back and will be back in town next week, right?
7 days from today.
Wow.
She'll be right here.
Okay. So, what all is Lulu going? Is she going to perform?
Well, I think there's going to be a combination. She's going to be on the air here with us all day next Friday from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Now, she'll be interviewed, of course, by you and the whole gang here on Friday, but from 3 until 4 next Friday, we're going to do a live variety show.
Really?
On the air here, and it'll be live, so if anybody, you know, botches something up, you'll hear it. And I think during that, she'll probably sing and do comedy and... We'll have a good time.
Gee, I might loan her some oxygen.
You'll have to give her some oxygen. She's had a life, that's for sure.
Oh, wow.
Now, what is it like to wear oxygen?
Well, you don't really know it unless you concentrate. You know, if you pull it away from your nose a little bit, you can feel the air going in your nose, and that's about it.
Now, do you notice a big change when you put it in?
Well, somewhat. Although I was getting around just fine today after I woke up, I took the oxygen off. And I'm sitting out and enjoying the sunshine and the birds. And then comes my daughter, Angie, who's a very stickler on medicine. Dad, you got to have your oxygen on. And so I brought it with me, and it's plugged in, and it's running on batteries right now.
Now, how long do the batteries last?
Beats me, but I can plug in. Now, the interesting thing, remember in radio, well, Canon plugs. Canon plugs are the type that go in the end of microphones. This this compressor has a cord plugged in that will plug into it with a Canon plug. The only thing is, that particular cord has a bad spring, so it doesn't latch in like normally you'd hear it go click. And so I have to be careful. I just don't pull it out. Anyhow, that's a minor thing. Whatever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, this might be a first, somebody on the radio with oxygen.
That might be. I never thought of that. Yeah. I'll probably have to have it when the Lulu's back here.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah, we might share our oxygen.
You might. Lulu, I think, is in her mid-70s, I think.
Really?
I think.
Oh, okay.
And it's interesting, you know, somebody who was that big, she was a big lady,
yeah,
has lived right. That long.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
And still getting around.
Yeah. I'd like to see her health records.
Well, you know, I think part of it is staying active and enjoying what you do.
Oh, that's it.
Because if you sit at home, you know, that sounds good for about a week.
Yeah.
And then after the week, what do you do?
Well, that's right. That's what scares me. I keep thinking, should I just give up everything and quit all this and just sit at home and watch the birds and bees? It probably would do me in.
Well, you know, it's interesting that I do think... You know what I think it is? I think it's something to look forward to. And being around different people.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing around being around one's family, but, you know, it's fun to have interaction with other people.
That's right. Now, Marge Hazlett, she always said that she had to be busy. And coming here was helping her, but we haven't seen her in a long time.
You know, that's interesting. Marge took a fall. Must have been back in February. Now, she didn't break anything because I did see her. She had to have a short stay at the nursing home, and she didn't break anything. And when I went and saw her, she was okay. And then I know she went home, and I have called her a couple times, but I think she's doing a lot of rehab. And as everybody knows, Marge has had cancer for, boy, about a decade now.
You hear that beep?
I do. What is that?
Low battery.
Uh-oh. Do you have a plug?
Did I bring one with me? Is there one over there? Maybe I didn't.
Uh-oh.
Maybe I just thought I'd... Well, that's the way it goes.
I guess we know how long the battery lasts now.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how long it lasts. I can get along without it, should it stop.
We're getting down to the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know the battery would wear out that quick.
Yeah. Was it fully charged when you brought it in today?
Yes, it was.
Really?
Yeah.
So about 3 hours.
So I guess I have this. It's on two wheels. Then I'm supposed to get one that stays home, that generates oxygen. And then a carry-on, you know, that'd be nice.
You know, and I think those, are those run by battery? I don't know.
Yeah.
Are they?
So I'll get the same beep on them. Oh, my.
You'll have to bring the plug next time.
Yes, I'll have to do that.
We have electricity, so we can keep it plugged in here.
That's good. That's good. My man. Oh.
You know, it's interesting, the aging process.
Yes.
How have you found it? Marge hated it.
Well, I found up until recently, fine, no problem. In fact, I was complimenting myself, but I'm not complimenting now.
Now, did you ever do anything in life, eat a special diet? Obviously, you bicycled for a lot of years.
Yeah, thousands of miles.
Yeah. What part do you think that played in staying healthy?
Beats me. I have no idea.
Well, because I remember when you were about to turn 80, you said you had to turn 80 because nobody in your family had lived to 80.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you've outdone that.
Yeah. I gotta get this thing. Oh.
You'll get used to it.
Yeah.
This is the first day, isn't it?
I had it all when I was in the hospital. It was on all the time. Yeah, this is the first day. Yes, right. Interesting.
Now, when are you able to drive again?
I could drive right now, you know.
But you got to have is that where you take the battery pack and the portable one in the car?
Right.
I bet those have a long battery life.
I hope so.
They would have to.
Gosh, yeah. Maybe the...
I would think that if you're in a car, because most car trips, you know, something can be half hour, then you're stuck in the grocery store for an hour.
Maybe that was, oh, here's an incoming call.
All right, a call.
Yes, caller, go ahead.
Mr. Evers.
Yes.
What setting is your oxygen on per liter per minute?
Okay. 1.5.
Okay. They do have extended life batteries, but I don't think Medicare will pay for them. But at 1.5, you should get 3 or 4, maybe 5 hours, maybe.
I just dropped it down.
Extended life batteries will give you 8 or 9.
I just dropped it down to 1 liter.
Pardon?
I just dropped it down to 1 liter to try to conserve.
Yeah, well, you have to kind of learn to play with it and see what it takes. If you exercise, if you exert more, you'll suck more oxygen.
He's trying to send Morse code to me now.
No. Okay, well, okay. Good luck. I had it all off before, too.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
You know, this is an interesting thing because a lot of people out there... Did it just shut off?
By George, it did.
Oh, God.
I'm oxygenless.
Oh, no.
But it's sending me Morse code.
Wonder why it shut off. Is it in the battery go, Charlie? Oh, no. Uh-oh.
That's SI.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can read. I'll be darned. SI. I can read 35 words a minute in code.
Is it saying anything? Is it just saying battery dead?
Whatever SI means.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's lights went off and everything.
Yeah, we should have brought the plug.
Yeah, probably so. Well, I don't have long to go.
No, we'll stick it out here this afternoon.
Yeah, I might have to... let's
see. You know, this is real theater of the mind. But, oh, there, it kicked back in.
Or did it?
Something's running over there.
Warm up. Oh, okay.
Well, maybe it'll kick back on here.
You never know.
You know, it's interesting because we sit here and look at each other. We know what's going on. But people listening to this are saying, what in the world is going on in that studio? all that stuff. But, you know, I was going to say was there are so many people out there in the listening audience who have to deal with this.
Yes,
I probably are. I see a lot of people with oxygen.
It's flashing red now.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Ooh.
You think it would give you some kind of a warning?
Yeah. I ought to call the company and say, what does SI mean? Oh, my. Did it. Yeah.
There are a lot of people, though, I see come in the grocery store who have to take the carts who have oxygen.
Oh, is that? That's
oh,
right.
Oh, a lot of people.
Yeah. That's interesting. Now you know what they're going through. Sometimes you might say, how's your battery?
Well, you know, I think it's just adjusting, like with anything else. I think when people break a bone or have to wear a cast on any part of their body, the first week is rough.
Yeah.
Because you're not used to that.
That's right.
Yeah, but once you get used to it, everything changes.
Yeah.
Just take a little bit of time.
Oh, my. Isn't that something?
It keeps sounding like it's kicking on and off.
Yeah. SI.
Now, what's SI mean?
Well, now, when the Titanic sunk, it was SOS. When the Titanic sunk, they didn't have SOS yet. There was something else they sent. I'm trying to think what it was. It wasn't SOS.
Was it 1911?
12.
1912.
Yeah.
You know, there's a trivia question for you. Which president was born in 1911?
Oh, really?
I do know that.
Okay.
Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Wow, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
This is Marianne Michaels, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
Okay, we're back on the air here. Okay, Larry Hunt just came in with a bottle of no salt. Let me see what it tastes like. Not bad. Ooh, it's really salty.
See the label? No sodium.
No salt, sodium free. So what's in it? Potassium. 640 milligrams.
It's high on potassium.
Yeah, and potassium is what I'm supposed to watch for my kidneys.
Yeah. Me too.
So anyhow, so Larry, what are you doing in your retirement?
Very little.
Was it your stepdad that worked on the...
Rory Buckingham.
Yeah. On the rocket launcher. See, I can remember that.
And Dad, when he worked at the shovel, went down to Titusville and built...
Went down to Florida, yeah. That's great, yeah. So, and Larry, you had West Coast signs out there on East Center?
Right next to the OK for like
That's
26
right.
years.
And now some other people moved in there. Once...
It's a realty company.
Yeah. And before you, it was a shoe repair.
Well, Real Video.
Oh, okay.
And before that, Pete Fetter.
Fetter, yes. Yeah. But people are going fast.
Yeah. Anyhow, I wanted to bring that. You think that's potassium that was on the high?
Oh, really high, yeah. Yeah, I have a kidney or a blood test every so many months. and they watched the potassium.
Mine was, I had to go to the emergency room last week. It was like 6.1.
Oh, really?
And they read it wrong. So the other place, my doctor's office, it read 5.1.
Yeah.
But then it went to 5.5. I'm trying to get it a little lower. I want to go.
Interesting. Yeah.
And, I think they're dehydrated, so I'm drinking about 4 bottles of water.
Oh, really?
That's what you need.
Okay, well, that's what they told me. Average, you got to drink more water until I got to the hospital, and they said, don't drink so much water. I don't. If that's the way it is. Yeah.
Okay, I just, then I thought about the potassium.
Yeah, yeah. But at least I hit 84. I'll be 85 in a couple of months. And accomplish that if I make it.
Good.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm listening to you guys all the time.
Yeah. Okay, Larry.
Okay,
I appreciate it, Larry.
Okay, have a good day.
Larry Hunt, yeah.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, Roy Buckingham, his stepfather, was an assembler for the space rocket, for the launcher. Yep. Larry had the West Coast Signs just east of here. Okay, let me see what else is going on here. We were talking to Scott about Lulu. Lulu being back in town next week. And we have about 10 minutes to go in this program. If you have an answer to any... Let me just read some questions here. I've got all these tickets to give away. What date saw FDR sign the U.S. Declaration of War against Japan? What date did FDR sign the U.S. Declaration of War against Japan? Okay. Yeah, now that's an interesting date. What White House lawyer first revealed the existence of an enemies list and hush money at the Watergate hearings? Now this is interesting because this White House lawyer was a student at Harding High School at one point. That's right. You heard it. John Dean was a student at one point at Harding High School. And at one point, John Dean's daughter, Anne, worked with me at the radio station. Boy, that was a long time ago. And I often wonder whatever became of Anne, because I used to date her every now and then. She would be about my age. Yeah, everybody's old anymore. But it's nice to see the younger generation talking about things of their era rather than us old-timers talking about all our ailments. 2:51's the time. Okay, so what date did FDR sign the Declaration of War against Japan? Or what... Let's see, what card game did Dwight Eisenhower play fanatically while planning for D-Day? Now, that's interesting. I would have never thought the particular game listed here. What card game did Dwight Eisenhower play fanatically while planning for D-Day? Can you imagine what all was on his mind? He knew all these men was going to be would be killed. And he probably is wondering how many will survive to complete the job. And you know, that's a... Can you imagine yourself trying to make that decision? You've ordered something to be done, and you wonder how many will live to tell about it. You know that you're going to send people, what they say, in harm's way. He sent thousands of men to the invasion of D-Day, and thousands were killed. And he played, just thinking about that invasion, he played a certain card game. What was it? Or what horse-loving future president cheated on an eye exam to join the cavalry reserves in the 1930s? Now, how about that? Do you want any, hey, anybody want any tickets to the zoo Zambezi Bay, Open Air Safari, the August Shamrock Festival at Dublin, the Dublin Irish Festival. Get tickets for that. Okay. What date did FDR sign the U.S. Declaration of War against Japan? What card game did Dwight Eisenhower play fanatically while planning for D-Day? Okay. Or what horse-loving future president cheated on an eye exam to join the Cavalry Reserves in the 1930s? Let me see. What future president's Texas classmates ran a shot of a donkey under his yearbook photo? That's pretty good. What future president's Texas classmates ran a shot of a jackass under his yearbook photo? That was Lyndon Johnson's incident. I'll give you that answer. Okay. What portly U.S. president was the first to be a golf nut? Yeah, portly means heavyweight. What portly U.S. president was the first to be a golf nut? Got that? Or, now here's an interesting, I said had a Marion connection. Who's the only president to have survived two assassination attempts, that is, by women? Who was he? If I don't get an answer shortly, I'll tell you the Marion connection. What president had assassination attempts by two women? Amazing. I never heard of that before. Maybe you did. 740-383-9944. That's our number to call. I got zoo tickets, Zambezi Bay, the Dublin Irish Festival in August, tickets to the African Safari. And so far today, we've had a few winners. Okay. I was glad to see Larry Hunt. Larry, of course, was an artist and retired from sign making some time ago. And his grandfather, or his stepfather, was one of the builders of the platform to launch the space rocket. 2:55 is the time. Anyone else have anything they'd like to pass along? Anyone having any events this weekend that you'd like to tell people? 740-383-9944. So, this weekend, tomorrow, okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello.
Curry.
Yes.
Yeah. On that Dolly Madison, did you ever get an answer?
No, I never did.
Well, the only thing I could think of, they named a cookie company after Dolly Madison cookies 7 years ago.
Yeah, they sure did. Dolly Madison cookies or cupcakes or whatever. Yeah, the answer I was looking for, Gus, was the fact that she saved a portrait of George Washington, took it off the wall, and saved it so the British couldn't get it to it.
Yeah.
That was when they burned
away.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, very good. Okay, well, thanks a lot. Okay, bye.
Yep.
All right. So it goes. 2:57 is the time. We're about done for the day today. My goodness. Time is gone. Thank goodness Scott came up with a lot of questions for me because I left all that at home. Okay, here's a caller. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Grandpa, it's Donald.
Donald, hey, how you doing?
Hey, can't complain. We finally got some sunshine here in Springfield, Ohio, so I'm not going to risk it.
Hey, you're not far from the Dayton Air Show then tomorrow.
No, actually, I'll be over at the Dayton Air Show tomorrow. The Stingers got some extra tickets, so I'm headed down with my camera, and we'll see what I can get. Hopefully it doesn't rain us out.
Yeah, what's the forecast? Dry in the morning, wet in the afternoon, or something like that?
Yeah, hopefully a little dry in the afternoon, too, but we'll see if we're lucky. But you sound like you're doing pretty good.
Well, I'm surviving, yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I know your cousin, Angie, and her gang wants to come down tomorrow to the air show.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I might see them there then.
Yeah, right, yeah. So,
weather been wet up and... Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
Are you going to Germany soon?
In September. So I'll visit our home office, which is near Stuttgart in southwestern Germany, in September.
Okay, now how's business going?
Really good, actually, to be honest. So we're growing year over year for the past 5 years, and we're increasing what we're manufacturing in Germany and getting a lot more business here in the U.S., so all indications are good.
Well, that sounds great. Okay, now explain what you sell.
So we manufacture hydraulic toe jacks and machine skates. And it's anything for heavy loads from 1 ton up to 300 tons. So we work with real industrial equipment, large generators or engines or motors, manufacturing, you know, machines and facilities. So it's, and we also have robots, which are, you know, our remote controlled cutters, which are pretty cool.
Oh, that's great. So you're heavily involved with a good industry.
Yep. It's, and you know, there's a lot of manufacturing still in the U.S. We go to trade shows all the time, and you'd be surprised. Every little town and city still has some, you know, something
right,
made some there. You just have to look.
Exactly.
Just
yes.
Have to look a little harder to find it,
right.
But it's there.
Okay. Well, my time is gone today, Donald. I sure appreciate you calling.
Certainly. Yeah, it was great listening to you, and okay. I hope someone calls in about the presidential answers eventually.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Don.
Thanks. Have a good one, Grandpa.
See ya. Okay, my grandson. Donald Hutchinson. All right, good to hear from him today. Wow, he's down.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?
I'm concerned about that. I have said that if he gets elected, it is a danger to the United States. The truth is, in many ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the campaign is a danger to the United States. The United States, for our national interest and the safety of our citizens, does have to be involved with other countries, needs to be respected by other countries, needs to respect other countries. And Donald Trump does not have the right temperament, the knowledge, or the capability of being president of the United States. I think I'm just stunned, frankly, that it has gotten this far.
To WCMH Channel 4 anchor Colleen Marshall.
That being said, you've covered many a presidential race in your career. Why do you think he walked away even before the question was finished?
You know, I can't explain that. And, I've actually been thinking about it because other people are asking questions and talking about it. And, of course, Trump supporters are very angry that I even brought up the racism question. But, you know, I didn't get to finish. Again, it was I really wanted to give him the opportunity to address all critics. But I think I'm surprised that his people haven't prepared him more for questions like that when these issues are at the forefront of the election.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Check us out on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Most show archives are available on the net. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay.